other technique that's interesting is that it's, of course, possible to set up a base station not immediately at a known position. Consider this. Let's suppose a base station was a base for several positions that were collected around it, but was not set up over an NGS known brass cap. Well, if that base station operated continuously, let's say, for an 8-hour day, it would be possible then to go to the NGS cores stations, continuously operating reference stations, download the data from those, and then post-process the base so that it would now be possible to derive a known position that base had occupied all day. And then, in the next step, possible to determine the position of the rovers from the base.